Well, what about this insect that you see hopping around in your yard, got those long hind legs, some of them green, some of them black, just hop around?
What?
A grass.
Grasshopper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. I catch those.
What do you do with them?
Huh?
What do you do with them?
No, catch them all over my head.
Oh,
look at them.
Just to catch them?
Yeah, then I let them go. And same thing go with those little hard bugs. You know, I used to feed those to the birds.
Not a roller coat.
Yeah, a roller coat. I'd pick up one, put it in a glass. And then, you know, they used to be a bird feed around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd keep them in a container where they couldn't get out, but the birds could get to them.
Yeah.
Then they could eat them. And sometimes I catch earthworms and get them. Most people don't like earthworms, but there ain't nothing they can do. I like those. They ain't got no mouth to bite me, so I don't worry about it.
Sure. Have you ever heard of a worm called a nightcrawler?
I thought those big worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Can you say that word?
Nightcrawlers.
Yeah. Talking about grasshoppers. Ever heard people call a grasshopper anything by any other name?
A hopper?
Yeah.
Well.
What about hopper grass?
I haven't heard that. I kind of get them mixed up with cricket stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. We're talking about using worms for bait when you're going fishing.
Uh-huh.
What about these tiny fish that some people use for bait?
Minnows.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like those. I like those and shrimp. You know, you can get those. You know, one of these little, you know, when you go into Ross Bevett Reservoir, there's a little store that you can stop. They got minnows you can get.
Mm-hmm.
They got worms. And they got the shrimp. And the shrimp usually attract catfish more than they will attract anything.
Catfish also likes anything that smells bad.
Yeah. And see, they had to usually set them out in the sun. And they will stay settle out in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
See, he usually goes in about 5 o'clock in the morning. And he didn't come back about 6 that evening. And see, in the morning, he won't start using those shrimp until about 1 o'clock in the day. And they said that in the sun, they don't stink. So he puts them out there and they be stinking.
Have you ever seen this prepared bait that you can buy and cut?
I don't like those. To me, they don't work that good. But see, if they're alive and they're wiggling, they get them.
Yeah. I was talking about, I had in mind this catfish bait. It's called Catfish Charlie. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Don't ever open one of those things close by. I mean, you're gonna talk about smelling bad. it's really terrible. But they like that kind of stuff, yeah. As long as it smells bad. Say if you were cleaning up a house, sometimes you get these things that gather in the corner of your ceiling. You have to get a broom or something to get them out, you know. What do you call that stuff? I don't see any in here, so I can't use it for an example. You know what I'm talking about? It looks...
Spiderweb.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's usually what I call it. I don't know what you call those little things, those little dirt patties that they ain't there. I don't know.
Although, the thing you call spiderwebs, are those the same things that you might see outside? Like, between bushes or something like that?
Yeah, that's the same thing. And like if you got an old closet, you know, they haven't been cleaned out that much. You see a lot of those in there.
Yeah.